This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's Christmas Day, a holiday that brings people together and usually involves the giving and receiving of gifts. And today we'll talk about something that you could give a farm family in your life. Each year, Outstanding Farmers of America accepts nominations for National Outstanding Young Farmers. 10 finalists are honored at the annual National Outstanding Young Farmers Awards Congress, which is held in a different region of the U.S. each year. 4 national winners are selected, and all past nominees are inducted into the Outstanding Farmers of America. Nominating someone only requires a little paperwork, and Sharon Page, event planner for the organization, says any type of farm is eligible.
My role is to get out there and have more awareness for our recognition program, which is the National Outstanding Young Farmer. And this is the oldest recognition program in the United States, started in 1955 by the U.S. Junior Chamber of Commerce, the JCs. And it awards to young entrepreneurs for leadership, stewardship, community service, and conservation practices. So this award ceremony takes place every February, and it is a competition where you do fill out an application, and the applications can come from any state, and as many from that state, but it gets put from those applications, which you can go onto our website, which is outstandingfarmers.com. You can download it, and it can go through your net. We are affiliated with the National Association of County Ag Agents, and this year the National Association of Conservation District have come on board to help us find candidates throughout the United States. It is a competition where they take the top 25, and from the top 25, we pick the top 10 that go to our national convention. And this year it's going to be in Sacramento, California, the 14th of February. Those 10 candidates become that class of that year. My husband and I ourselves are class of 91. We are alumni. The alumni did take over the NOIF program from 12 from our founding fathers, the JCs. And John Deere is our major sponsor. They've been our sponsor for 43 years. And Orion Samuelson has been our MC for 53 years. And those top 10 get a full paid trip to wherever the conference is. And from that top 10, they do a sit-down interview. And from that, they get the top 4 winners. Those top 4 winners, the whole class is recognized, but the top 4 winners will get a monetary award from John Deere. Along with the following year, I take those 4 couples to Washington, D.C. in March for the National Ag Day presentation. So.
Well, what an outstanding program, as is in the name. This is very exciting. So from what you were explaining, it sounds like farmers from all over the country, no matter what type of agriculture they're involved in, they're eligible for this?
Correct. They have to get two-thirds of their income from their farming operation, but you can be as small as 15 acres all the way up to tens of thousands of acres. It's a matter of what you do with what your operation is, and that's what we want to see where you had grown.
So you said you and your husband were recipients of this award at one time. Talk to us about your experience in the program and maybe some of the trips that you took. Tell farmers what it was like to be a part of this.
It is an amazing group, and what the people walk away with like we did, it's a great networking. There's no egos there. I mean, we have made friendships from different states. We've traveled to we've been since 91. We've missed only 2 of the conferences, and it's been throughout the United States. But the networking that you can have with these other farmers, we have ages anywhere from 90 down to 21. So just connecting with them and networking and how they do their practices. And I'm from Michigan, what they do in California, what they do in Oregon, Florida, Minnesota, can differ. So, and you know, they can call up. We've had people say, you know, I need something. I need a planter. Can you help me with your dealership? Because they can't get one here. Or how are you doing there? And it's very good to network.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds really awesome. So the application process, farmers can apply themselves. Can they be nominated? Talk a little bit more about that.
The nomination process, you can download it off, like I said, off of our website. You can self-nominate, or you can go through an alumni, or you can go through the NACAA, your extension agent, or you can go through the JCs. and it's pretty self-explanatory, but the website, it does offer you to send in questions if you have questions on it, and myself or somebody else will get back with you.
Sharon Page with Outstanding Farmers of America, and that website is OFAfraternity.org. And since it's Christmas, I'll leave you with my annual food for thought on this holiday. So here are the 10 reasons why Santa could have been a farmer. Number one, he works all year just to give his stuff away. Number two, he's good with livestock. Three, he knows how to get by with the same equipment season after season. Number four, he works outside even in bad weather. Five, he's good with kids. Six, his wife is an excellent cook. Seven, he could stand to lose a few pounds, probably because of reason number six. Number eight, he's used to getting in and out of tight places. Number nine, he covers a lot of ground in a hurry when the pressure is on. And number 10, he takes care of the needs of the whole world. And those are the 10 reasons that Santa could have been a farmer. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.